Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan and Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. First off today, before I suggest a book series that I'm really enjoying, I want to invite you all to the Friends of the Person County Library Spring Book Sale. It will be held April 1st and 2nd. This is not an April Fool's joke, I promise. I'm friends of the library president, and we are excited to offer this chance to purchase gently used books at a great price. This year's sale will begin on Friday, April 1st. From 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., it will be open for members of the Friends only. And if you're not already a member, you can join at the book sale. It's $15 per year for an individual and $25 for a family membership. The book sale will be open to the general public on April 1st from 1 to 5 p.m. and again on Saturday, April 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. In addition to great deals on books, we will have coffee, courtesy of Trisha's Espresso in Uptown Roxborough, and sweet treats from Sugar Feets. Wow, that's quite a rhyme I created there. Anyway, please drop by, spend some time browsing and buying, and share a coffee and a cookie with us. Also, if you would like to clear some shelf space before adding more books, please donate your gently used ones. You can drop them off at the library at 319 South Main Street. Now, on to my book recommendations for this week. If you have not read anything by William Kent Krueger, you haven't fully lived life. I just stumbled upon his work about 4 or 5 years ago, I think, although he's been writing for many years. I think the first one of his books that I read was Ordinary Grace, which is told by a man who's recalling his 13th summer, which was in 1961. The novel is a rich and deeply moving account of one boy's transition to manhood while heartbreaking events are unfolding around him. After Ordinary Grace, I moved on to Krueger's This Tender Land, which is honestly one of the best books I've ever read. It is a sort of a Huck Finn adventure set during the Great Depression and featuring American Indian children fleeing a cruel school for indigenous youth. After these two amazing standalone novels, I started reading and or listening to Krueger's award-winning series of Cork O'Connor mysteries. Corcoran O'Connor is part Ojibwe and part Irish. He's the former sheriff of Tamarack County, Minnesota. So far, there are 18 books in the series, and I'm on number 12 right now. Each one is a breathless adventure with Cork and his family, his wife Jo, a lawyer, and their three kids, Jenny, Anne, and Stephen. Some of the stories are just flat-out heartbreaking, I'll go ahead and warn you. But if you're like me, you will become so invested that you gladly have your heart broken in order to live a while longer with the O'Connors and Henry Malou, the old Ojibwe medicine man who serves as Cork's guidepost, life coach, and lightning rod. Last year, Krueger published the latest in the series, which is a good place to start if you haven't read any of the earlier books. Lightning Strike goes back to Cork's childhood when his father, Liam O'Connor, was the Tamarack County Sheriff. Lightning Strike explains a lot about how Cork became the man he is portrayed as in the earlier books in the series, which begins with Iron Lake. That's the first one in the series. As I said, I have read some of the novels and listened to others. The physical books are available through the Person County Library. I also have a card from the Orange County Library in Hillsborough, and I've been able to download audiobook versions there. I love listening to them while I'm walking or doing housework. It's a great way to multitask. Either way, reading or listening, these stories are amazing and enthralling. I highly recommend them. And as always, thanks for listening and happy reading. And don't forget about the Friends of the Person County Library book sale, April 1st and 2nd.